Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bianca Censori puts everything on display in a clear raincoat. Okay.
All right.
I'll take a look at that. Oh, my God.
Who?
Kanye's wife. It has some, like, black writing on it. But it's, there she is, just naked underneath it. And the back of it seems to be maybe, it's blurred. Yeah, they blurred it. It's like it's Halloween every day at their house. I don't know. He's wearing like is that a gigantic suede poncho and a mask? I'll never understand what's going on with Kanye and Bianca.
They're living their best lives.
They are living their best lives with their nipples out. Yeah, there we go. Oh, it's not just covered. She's got some kind of raincoat on, nothing on underneath it.
That looks like those cheap ponchos they sell at sporting events when it starts to rain.
Yeah, it's exactly. And it has some kind of like black printing on the front of it, but they've also blurred it.
We're talking about Kanye's wife.
Yeah, we are. I'm sorry. I saw it right before we went on the air. Let me move off of that right now.
Okay, I should close that too then.
Yeah, because I'm going to just
look at her butt. She
does have a good round butt.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's definitely got her doing squats all day.
She's very well formed.
It's a weird thing. It's like he dresses her up and is like, let's go for a walk. Actually, he says it like this. Let's go for a walk. He had those things permanently put on his top teeth, and now he has a distinct lisp. Do you have, you know what? I'm going to F it. Let's just go for it. Let's talk about this.
Baby, let's go.
Let's go for it. And then I'm going to tell you the Drake story.
We don't have a sponsor?
Oh, we do have a sponsor, I'm sure of it. It's V-Hale. V-Hale is our sponsor.
All right.
Today's V-Hale Day. It's Sarah and Vinny, joined by V-Hale in the 9 o'clock hour for our weekly game of random skills. V-Hale Day. Super important that we got that in.
All right. I have it here ready for you.
Okay, this is Kanye. Is this him? This is him bitching about why he can't book any more shows ever since he went on his anti-Semitic rants.
That's correct.
He also says that his fortune is eroding.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right.
His deal with a big part of his fortune was that deal with Adidas.
Although he still got paid for, they sort of fire sailed all that stuff and everybody still made money, but there won't be more.
Mm.
So I hope he's saving his pennies. Hope he's got 529 accounts for those kids of his.
Mm.
Okay, so here we go. He's got those $850,000 titanium teeth permanently installed. Here we go.
Yo, this Ye. We just sold out the United Center in 7 minutes. And I just wanted to express to everybody out there to see if it's anyone that can help with this. It's the only arena that I had access to in the past year. And when I call, people say there's no avails for me. And you know why that is. So if there's anybody out there that can help with this.
That's not as lispy as I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm. That's lispy enough for a guy who talks for a living.
And raps for a living. Right, his whole thing. It's, yeah.
It's, by the way, that's deleted from all of his socials.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He puts stuff up and then immediately takes it down. But there's actually an Instagram account. Is it an Instagram or a Twitter account?
Yeah, Instagram account, yeah.
It's called Things That Kanye Just Deleted.
Oh,
right. Kanye's deleted posts. They round them up. So follow that, and then you're sure to see everything you want to, I guess. Anyway, there you go. That's that story.
Because right now, I'm pretty sure he has about 4 posts on his Instagram account.
And that's all?
Yeah,
you know, he keeps just changing
it. He clears it out over and over again.
He's implying that venues will not book him. That's one post. No, one post. Mm-hmm. He basically says, I call all these places. Here we go. The one place I could book, I sold it out in 7 minutes.
What is the place again?
I can't remember. What did he say? Where did he say he had it?
It was at the very beginning of it.
He said the place. Go ahead.
There are four posts this morning. This one post just happened 52 minutes ago.
Oh.
And he cleared it out.
No. I'm saying the one that you just played us.
Right, I understand that.
At the very beginning of that, he says where he sold, what arena he sold out. Yes.
All right, let's see.
Yeah. They say he's feeling the pinch, and they're blaming his anti-Semitic rants, and he should be blaming those too.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Oh, you have it? Go for it.
We just sold out the United Center in 7 minutes.
We just sold out the United Center in 7 minutes.
That is not what you want to do to your mouth.
To take a little time to get, there they are. He has permanently installed a weird solid grill over his tooth.
He's from Chicago, so it's Chicago.
Oh, is that
the
where?
United Center is, must be where the Bulls play.
Must be. I mean, the names change a lot on those.
Nope, it's where the Bulls and the Blackhawks play.
Nice. 24-time Grammy-winning rapper, seemingly claiming he's having a hard time booking venues for his gigs. He's like, I wouldn't have any problem selling him out, but I'm having a hard time finding any place that will make room for me. And he suggests it's because of his past rants, and he's not wrong. And also, they are saying, man, right? It's like, way to know what the deal is.
Oh, gosh, you have a good little devious giggle there.
Thanks. Come on, Adele. He told his 19 million followers on the platform he's having trouble booking arenas, and you know why that is. That's the lisp that he's got because he put all this junk in his mouth. He had great teeth. I'm looking at shots of him on Ellen with a big friendly smile on his face. This is clearly from years ago. And he has covered that up with monster teeth. What do you call that guy? Jaws? Was that the guy's name?
Jaws, yep. Yeah. From 007.
He says, I've not been allowed to perform in a year. Feels like the Elvis Presley movie.
He was one of the big villains during Roger Moore's 007 days.
Oh, you know what? It says right here, United Center in his hometown of Chicago. Anyway, he's finding out that you can't. So you can. You know what it is? You can say whatever you want. You really can. Go ahead. Good luck with that. Drake, I'm going to tell you something here. I read this story, and I don't like Drake. I don't need to hear his songs. I don't like him. You don't like him? I don't.
You just got done telling me you love him.
Did I?
Yeah, you said I'm totally into these pictures I found of Drake.
I've never seen the pictures. You were saying you found the pictures.
No,
you were
saying you found them.
No, you're mixing up your thoughts with my thoughts.
That is not true.
So, Drake, who is...
How dare you?
You asked me to, basically. Drake is, I don't love his music, but he's fine. And he's a guy who's been around for a long time and people love him. And so I will say this, I believe that he is handling what has happened here in exactly the right way. Now, what is happening here is something that even 10 years ago would have been like, oh my God, really? Oh, that's terrible. And now is every kid has videos like this in their phone and pictures from their person. And like, this is just the way things are.
Well, and we also have gotten hack mail.
Hack reveals.
Enough times that you're just over it. Like, oh, you were part of another hack. Okay. Right.
And it's, when those things first started happening, I felt like, oh, God, that person's life is over. This is terrible. All they're compromising. And then it turns out literally everybody has these on their phones and no one's worried about it. Who's worried about us, the old people. We're like, oh, no, that's terrible. Who'll ever hire you? The guy who's hiring also has all those pictures, so it's not that big a deal. So Drake, there was an inappropriate video allegedly of him that leaked on social media, and in it, in this clip, a man who appears to be Drake is undressed from the bottom down, sits down on a bed that looks like the headboard on his $220 million private jet. It's a very distinctive headboard.
You've been in Drake's jet?
I've seen pictures of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I know you know everybody, but my goodness.
Oh, my God. Well, private jets, you know me.
Right. Anything for a private jet.
Literally anything.
Even Drake.
Whatever you. Yes. Even Drake. And all John right. would be like, go do it. Make it so. So that's what 30 years of marriage will get you, everybody. You're just much more relaxed about stuff. Don't worry. We'll be fine. In the clip. Oh, so there's Bryn. Oh, thank you. Bryn, you're very helpful.
The jet. Okay.
Yeah, the headboard of the jet is like a big arched number. Looks padded. It's got kind of a geometric design sewn into it. This one, you can't even lay on this bed. A lot of pillows and a stuffed animal.
That's Drake's bed?
On his jet.
Does that look like...
Yes, it looks great.
A billionaire's rapper's bed?
Yes.
That looks like my Nana's bed.
Yeah.
That round pillow that's in front of the other pillows should never be on anybody's bed.
Oh, no, the bolster, that's a full-on.
No,
that's a
that's,
thing.
No,
the bolster pillow is a full-on thing.
You
put that behind your back when you're sitting. I use a bolster literally every day.
No, you don't.
And I'm going to say literally at least five more times during this break. I've said it like 20 times. What's wrong with me today?
Literally.
I'm not saying it literally. Oh, my God. So, yes, the bolster pillow is fine. Look, that's a goofy.
Is that what I you call that, really?
The bolster pillow?
The round pillow that looks like a Tootsie Roll.
That's actually a huge bolster pillow, too. We're talking about it's a cylindrical pillow. And sometimes they're very small or they are shaped just to fit the arms of your couch right there on the thing. Other times they're gigantic like this one. That one looks like one of those roller
I
things
feel like
you do
Drake's been framed. There's no way his
that
bed's this lame.
That is his bed. Okay,
he brings hot chicks back to that thing?
No, he's got houses. He's got a house that has... He's got a bridge at his house, then. As you know.
Oh, there it is. Bryn found it. It's a bolster pillow.
It's a bolster.
Of course you're right.
Yeah. It's hard to make the coverings for them. They're tricky.
So that's a big bed.
It is a big... On a plane? Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, what did he do on this bed?
So he's naked from the waist down.
That bed.
It appears to be him. People are saying, I know that headboard. That's the one from his $220 million private jet. And he sits down and starts getting himself.
And he was filming himself, getting himself?
Yes. He does not mind the video. There's a guy, a streamer, a popular streamer, they say here. The guy's name's Aiden Ross. After all, everybody had... I don't know where originally this thing got leaked. I'm not quick enough on the draw with the social media stuff.
So he must have sent it to some lady, and she said, oh, this will be fun.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
So this popular streamer guy, his name's Aiden Ross, he sent Drake a voice memo. I guess he knows Drake well enough to have a number that's going to get to Drake, or maybe it's a DM. Who knows? He sends him a voice memo asking him about the clip. And the voice memo is, I'm still live, bro. We was just looking at the S. It's like crazy, bro. Like, God damn, you're blessed with your voice. You're blessed with performing. You're blessed to be you. You're blessed to be number one. And you're also blessed to have an effing missile.
Oh, you like the size?
I don't know. This is what the guy said. I'm reading you the quote.
John
so then,
may have to double, you know, he may have to think twice about whether or not he's going to let you go on Drake's plane.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
Missile.
That's not important to me. Oh, the plane is the important part. Oh. Please. I'm so long past worrying about any of that stuff. So he sends the message to Drake, this guy Ross, and he says Drake replied with 8 laughing emojis. Drake's entire response to this is, well,
it's not going to hurt his business.
No, and I realized that he, in fact, this guy was saying, oh, he could use the voice memo with the effing missile part, you know, as the next album intro. He was like, I wouldn't put it past him to do that.
Oh.
He's really, I mean, what does he care? And in the end, what do any of us care?
I was just going to say, you know, there are a lot, especially the Grammys just passed.
Yeah.
The see-through top was everywhere.
Mm.
Nobody's worried about it because
we're all doing it.
It's
and
not
when
a
everybody
thing.
Agrees to do it, then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
And so
frankly, I'd like to see less of those butt string bathing suits. They just don't look that great on everybody. It's one thing when you heard me. It's one thing when somebody super hot with a super hot butt is wearing those. But a lot of times I'm someplace at a pool or wherever and I'm just like, nope. Nope. No, no. Oh, that one's pretty good. No, no.
Don't be so judgy.
I can't help myself. Man. It's in me.
Everybody's
innately
butt cheeks
judgy.
Deserve a little to be a little sun-kissed. Nothing wrong with it.
I don't know. Do it at your own house. Get them sun-kissed at your house.
Don't
and then
do it at your own house. Like, anyway.
It's so terrible. Okay. And it's not honestly, okay.
I don't
terrible.
Know necessarily that you want a picture of yourself romancing yourself. That seems more than you'd want
not
out
just
there.
Just a picture.
Oh, a video, right.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think that, you know, Miley Cyrus, naked all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, you look her, you look up any celebrity anymore, and there's nudes.
And even if there aren't nudes, there are, because someone has gone, hey, right. I really need to, you know, pull a Drake on this chick.
So, you know, I think Drake probably would be more worried if it had been cold out that day. That's the picture you don't want out there.
Well, that's the one you don't send to the girl that right. you're trying to romance.
Right.
Last July, he was talking about how he doesn't believe in the concept of marriage. He says it's ancient. He says, I don't know. Seems like a thing of like ancient times or something. I think I will eventually get married. I don't know. I don't think I can offer someone what they'd be looking for. Just consistency. I think my life, my work is my priority. He said he can't offer that at this stage of his life, but maybe someday. In the meantime, back to the bed to make more videos. Okay, ready for a mini game?
Oh.
His attitude will change when the hot starlets don't want him anymore and he's in his 60s.
Oh,
they'll be like, marriage, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds great. Let's lock this one down.
That's what you want?
What
Let's go.
All right. It's time for a mini game. Thank you. What is Travis Kelce's favorite Taylor Swift song? Is it Antihero, Karma, or Is It Over Now?
Karma.
Yeah, I was going to say Karma, too.
You're both saying Karma?
Yeah.
Antihero.
Oh, boy. All right.
Travis Kelce. Yep. He says, right now, I'd probably say Antihero just because I hear it every single day. He also likes Blank Space.
Well, she's really good, so and she's also, you know, doing him, so there's no reason for him to say anything other than she's great. I love all her songs.
He says, Blank Space was one I wanted to hear her do live for sure. I could make a bad guy good for the weekend. That's a hell of a line.
Mm.
He also said, she's a genius who writes catchy jingles. Oh. Jingles, huh? Okay. He says, I've never been a man of words. Being around her, seeing how smart Taylor is, has been effing mind-blowing. I'm learning every day.
Good for him. She's going to dump him, right?
I feel like she is.
She seems so into him, though.
You know,
yeah, but she's into being free and having fun. But is she into being married to him? I don't know about that.
Maybe, though.
She's I like them together.
They're both at the right age for that whole, you know, we're going to settle down and have kids.
Time is ticking.
Yeah, the tick-tick. Yeah, uh-huh. Not that it really ticks when you're someone like Taylor. You just freeze
but
your
But at
eggs
her and level of fame, that whole hiding thing seems like you're not living.
Right.
So
I wonder, though, if it'll boomerang back. Like, she's couldn't be living a more opposite life than she's lived the last 5 years.
Right.
And so that will get exhausting, too. It's exhausting to be as famous as Taylor Swift. And everywhere you go, you're the center of attention. You're always sort of cognizant that people are. It's a very difficult way to live.
I would totally agree with you. And I've said that to that point in the past, and people wrote in and said, you're crazy. She loves this. And mm-hmm. I have, since watching it,
she does appear to love it.
That's a lady who at the Grammys just the other day stood and sang with every artist that performed. And you're looking at the shot of her standing, and then behind her,
people just sitting
everyone
there.
Is seated. No one is.
They're toe tapping.
She's
I mean, they're enjoying
full
it.
Full on saying, here I am.
Look at me.
While all the people are performing, she's standing.
Mm-hmm.
Me out.
And I'm hoping in my heart of hearts, I want Taylor Swift to be happy. I actually am enjoying what's happening with her. I think that she deserves every bit of it. She is an incredible artist and a great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this to be great for her. And I really feel like some of what she's doing does feel like a giant look at me. And I hope that this isn't going to lead to some kind of mental break where she's like, oh my God, I don't know, man.
She handles it very well.
Well,
this fame thing.
So far, she does.
Handwriting letters to her fans. And
she does know what to do. She mm-hmm. really does. Anyway, there's that. I mean, there's one more thing. She's actually threatening to sue a student for tracking her private jet.
I'm actually looking at the text from people saying, while you're on the private jet thing.
So she, I know. And actually, it's funny because I wound up sticking the Kanye thing in this break. So I didn't, it kind of jacked my flow, but sorry. Taylor Swift is threatening to sue this person. They're from the University of Central Florida. And this, it's a girl, I believe, who has been tracking her private jet. The student's been running a social media account that tracks the activity of many private jets and helicopters owned by celebrities and other rich people.
And this isn't the guy that Elon got mad at?
I think it's the same guy.
Someone else, huh?
You know what, though? I don't see a name in here, actually, so I'm not sure. A 2022 report showed that Taylor was the biggest celebrity carbon dioxide polluter. Taylor's team considers the tracking to be, quote, stalking and harassing behavior. They're calling it a life or death matter for Taylor. The student says they're not doing anything wrong. The information he gathers, oh, it is a he, is public, including her tour schedule. He says this information is already out there. Her team thinks they can control the world. And for what it's worth, she's down to one private jet. She has downsized after the report saying, you're the worst about this.
And you know, I understand there are people who are, you know, environment fighters, and I'm with you. I actually am. I also am totally against what that guy's doing.
It does.
Like 1,000% against. I don't think that people's home addresses should be made public. It's not necessary for the general public to know where that chick lives.
I agree. I completely agree with you.
It's that same student. Jack
Sweeney.
Oh, it
is that same guy. Yeah. You know, I really thought that buying Twitter was going to shut that guy down. But it turns out, no. Maybe Taylor should buy Twitter. And then she'll, of course, she can't afford it. She needs to be alone. Can you believe it? She's too poor. She only has $1 billion. She can't buy Twitter. Speaking of that, Elon Musk is paying for Mandalorian star Gina Carano to sue Disney. Gina Carano is a fighter, I believe. She was in the first season of The Mandalorian.
Was it not the first two?
I'm not sure.
I saw her on it. I definitely watched that show.
In 2021, she tweeted some stuff that was deemed offensive. It was all right-leaning stuff covering issues like election interference, mask mandates, pronouns, stuff like that. And Elon said, I will financially back users who claim they've been discriminated against due to their activity on Twitter. So she wants to be recast on this show. She wants $75,000 plus punitive damages. And Elon Musk is going to pay for her lawsuit.
All right.
Good luck to all of them. Free speech.
They cut her.
Oh, yes.
She cut her.
Gone like that. And I don't have the tweets in front of me, but I do remember it being like, oh, that's not attractive.
It was some of it was the anti-vax stuff, but either way, they cut her. You have freedom of speech.
You can say anything. Back to that. You can say anything you want. You will have to suffer the consequences of having said it. You will have revealed who you are to the world. But you can say it. No one's going to stop you. I'd rather know. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Blue sky is finally here. Sky. And more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
You are my bad habit. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show all this week, 9.05. So coming up, hour and a half on our show.
Dump that.
Let's get the time reference out. 9.05, 12.05, and 3.05. We've got your chance to win a trip for two for a four-day, three-night luxury vacation to any one of the selected Sandals Jamaica resorts with round-trip airfare. We were looking at the pictures of this place, this new one, St. Vincent.
St. Vincent looks amazing.
It looks like the Fiji Islands, the Survivor thing. It just looks you just want to go there and be there. Just listen for keywords and enter them at RadioAlice.com.
Radio Alice Report.
Speaking of St. Vincent.
Yeah.
So my mom is in town.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy's here.
Hey, Sandy.
And we celebrated her birthday last night. And she's...
Oh, she and your wife have really close to Valentine's.
Yeah, and so Sandy's leaving on Thursday, so we didn't have... She's not going to be here for her birthday, and part of that was her own doing. Like, I don't want to... So we just did it anyway. Because, sorry about it. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
And your granddaughters want to... 70-something of those.
Right. Your mom sizzles.
She sizzles.
Oh, come on. Sandy doesn't sizzle. Please stop.
Pretty sizzly. Anyway. You're a kid. You don't know. You don't understand about mom sizzle.
Well, so Christina runs up and goes, you got to fill out this card. And I'm looking at the card, and it's for my mom.
Yeah.
My mom calls me Vincent. And I'm like, I guess I write that, right?
Yeah.
So I write, happy birthday. Love you, Mom.
Vincent.
It's the only time I write that. I don't write Vincent anywhere ever except with my mom.
I've just realized you write Vin.
Oh, that's just lazy.
Yeah.
Pure lazy, the least amount of
Vinny,
letters.
Obviously, right. You could drop three whole letters. But right. Vincent.
Hmm. Anyway, it's weird.
Does she call you Vincenzo?
No, she calls me Vincent. Or Vincent Michael.
Vincent Michael. Mm-hmm. She still call you that?
Yeah.
She's mad?
Yeah. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's a milestone birthday year for Fremont Bank, and we have to say it's doing pretty good for its age. This premier community bank is celebrating 60 years as an independent family-owned bank. No other bank shares the same focus on the Bay Area as Fremont Bank, and it's here to stay for the people who call it home. Learn more at FremontBank.com. You're going to love it.
All right. I can't wait to love it.
Little rain today.
Okay.
And then it should move out. I'm not saying we're, going back to summer after that, but we shouldn't see rain for at least a few days. Okay? I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself.
Yeah. There. I'm really worried about next weekend when I go to LA for the Pokemon event.
All right.
Worried?
I don't want it to rain. It's an outdoor thing all day long, walking around.
Well, put your umbrella hat on and you'll be fine. Mm. You have one of those, right?
Too.
I will get one if I need to. And rain boots, yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe some rain pants and like a big ass poncho.
Oh, stop it. You don't need all that.
What if I could just get like a hamster bubble, just a huge bubble, get inside, and then just roll it around.
What about that see-through poncho?
Well, how are you going to work two phones while
inside the bubble? I'll be walking on the bubble.
No.
Pull a Bianca Sensori. Do that one.
You're giving yourself a lot of credit there, clunky.
I'm just walking. It's a huge bubble.
Right. The lady who fell in a hole at her own house.
I did, I know. And I knew it was there. Backed right into it, dummy.
I just wanted to read this headline again real quick because I do think it's important that we take, for our own, for ourselves and for our family members, that we take steps to help out with this.
Okay.
Loneliness has been declared a health emergency in San Mateo County. This story out of the Merck News this morning.
It's incredible.
In San Mateo County, at least 45% of residents reported difficulty with isolation and loneliness, and it doesn't get better with age. So these are things that you have to take steps, plug in. Don't tell yourself, you got this, you're fine.
Does the Merck have like a sheet of recommendations, ways to break this cycle? Because it is a cycle. The more you don't interact with people, the harder it becomes to interact.
They're talking about appointing a position, and this is where the problems start, where people go, yeah, maybe put this on people themselves as opposed to the government jumping in and finding ways to save people. I don't have an opinion on that necessarily.
People aren't saving themselves.
Loneliness and isolation and lack of connection can lead to profound health impacts, sending most of our most vulnerable residents on the path to homelessness and worse. You know, these are the kinds of things that they hope to address in the government, at the government level of San Mateo County. I also think, say yes to people. If someone writes you, someone says, hey, want to go to lunch? Go.
Hey.
What is that?
It's lonely. I can't decide if I think it's good that he's playing that or if it's just.
Look, I don't want to.
Crushing
I'm not trying
people's
to
souls.
Speechify. I just want you to.
Turn it off.
I'm encouraging you to take steps before it gets to the point where you your phone no longer rings. You know, when people text you and say, hey, you want to go? And you're like, nah. At some point, they'll stop texting you.
Yeah.
You need to say yes. We need people.
And if you've already gotten to the point where no one's texting you anymore, there have to be steps that you can take.
I know people like that in San Mateo. And it's partly because
is that true?
Because they work so hard.
The
people that I know from San Mateo, they work. They're always working.
But are they always
single.
Working? And they're seeing people at work at least?
Well, they're seeing people at work. That's for sure. But that's a little bit different.
It is different.
The social experiment there. I mean, the experience there is not the same as.
Yes. Agreed.
And then you go home and, you know, you're facing all those hours alone.
Right.
All right, you can play it.
Yeah, the story's done. If you want to read more about that and the steps they're taking in San Mateo County, that story is out of the Merck News. But I would suggest also say yes. This goes back to,
yes, man.
And listen, I don't want no trouble. V-Hale's coming on today, and I'm not going to bring this up at all. But V-Hale's another one that's like, says, no, I don't want to. No, I don't want to. You're alone in your house.
I'm going to the mountains.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that seatbelt in that
forest.
Picture.
Yeah, like, come
although
on.
Brent was actually defending her, saying, you know, if you have a seatbelt in your picture, you're lazy.
Well, I was saying that if it's in your profile picture, you should be spending.
But if it's your best picture?
Well, you should be spending more quality time on trying to make that picture great.
You know what's funny?
It's important.
I absolutely believe if I were single and joining one of those apps, I would find any picture in my phone and put it up.
Right.
I have a friend who.
But that's not how you do it.
He's been arguing with himself about not wanting to go on these sites. He's finally like, I got to do something. Right. I got to do something.
Right.
He's having photos taken.
Oh. Like professionally
he goes,
taken?
You can't use an
that.
iPhone for the picture on your site. It's going to make your nose look big. The way the camera is set up on that thing, those selfies will warp your face.
A good angle with the portrait mode. You're
practice,
good, man.
Dude. You'll be fine.
I was shocked.
How much is he paying for that?
I don't know,
that's,
but
that's
I just
pricey.
Thought, that is legit. Mm-hmm. We'll see if it works. I mean, he's not butt ugly, so he should be fine. But I just wouldn't even put half a second. And I would go, the picture.
Where am I when I'm signing up? Here's the picture that I took right as I was signing
up. I absolutely
up.
Would not put too much energy. And part of the reason is I don't want
to. Have to sell live
myself.
Up to
yes,
this made-up thing
you.
Correctly lit.
But you need the swipes first before you even live up to anything.
I want
someone
but...
with really low standards. That's all.
No.
You know, these people with their high standards, forget
them. This person
them.
Looks like they have low standards. Perfect.
Yeah, this
swipe
is perfect
right.
for me. It just God. Matches my level.
Anyway.
I don't
we'll
care either.
Move on. Blue sky.
Blue sky. Yeah, find that.
What are you singing?
They're singing the songs, Blue Sky.
I think of the ELO song, Mr. Blue Sky. Isn't
no, I don't
that,
think of that. But that is that's a good song.
Oh. You don't think of that? What are you singing?
You know, this is it's a classic, and it's been covered by a bunch of people. I don't know who originally did it. I feel like it was like Etta James or something. Or
Etta.
Here's Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, Ella, okay. Maybe this is what I'm hearing.
I'm not sure where it jumps in.
Skies smiling at me.
Oh,
nothing but blue skies do I see.
Very old timing. I don't know if this is the original.
I don't know either. Do you want to
It's okay. No, this it's okay. isn't the story, everyone. After almost a year as an invite-only app, Blue Sky is now open to the public, funded by Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey.
Oh.
Blue Sky is one of the more promising microblogging platforms.
Microblogging?
It's Twitter. It's Twitter.
Does it have a character limit like Twitter did?
I don't have all the details on what you can do on Blue Sky, but it's now open to the public, it looks like. So there's another one. I didn't take to, what's the Instagram one?
Threads.
I didn't take to that at all.
Yeah.
But I also didn't take to Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a microblog site. And honestly, it's not for me. I just know it isn't. I need to avoid things where I could be drunk and get on there and say something stupid.
I don't worry about that, but I definitely find myself where I think of something and I go, oh, I could post that. And then I go, where's my phone? Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
I look exactly like Twitter.
Oh, it does. And it's a little butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
You can now sign up for Blue Sky without an invite. BSKY.social/about/blog. There it is. Is that Willie Nelson?
That's Willie.
Yeah, this is Willie. Uh-huh.
That's great. Blue sky. Blue bird.
Sing a song. All right.
Anyway, so now you've got options. Threads, if it's not doing it for you, try Blue Sky. It's done by the guy who started Twitter, Jack Dorsey.
It looks like Twitter, by the way. It looks exactly. It's that instead of being a little bird, it's a little butterfly. Interesting. It looks exactly the same. The whole retweet thing.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they're going to call them tweets.
Or flutters.
Bloops. Yeah. Flutters. That's interesting.
Is it?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. Anyway, there you go. Blue Sky opened up now and ready for you.
I like it.
Right around the corner is Valentine's Day. Don't blow it.
Don't blow it. Don't
or
just
do.
Go get, or do. Right. Whatever.
Kiss.
Who, y'all have another chance next
your
year.
Your wife does.
Yeah.
And I don't mean your wife. I mean somebody's wife does.
It's mostly, I think it's like your girlfriend cares. Like when everybody at work gets flowers for their cubicle, you want to have them too.
I can see where a lady would be like, I put up with this horse crap and I don't get Valentine's Day gifts. What is this? Well, we're boys. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're boys.
I mean, you want someone thoughtful.
Date a girl.
Be a lesbian. Hey, you stole my line. Valentine's Day is a week away. So if you don't know what you're buying your sweetheart, you might want to get on
too
that.
Late. You've already failed. You're about to crash and burn.
According to a poll by candystore.com. Pardon me.
Candystore.com. Is that literally a candy store?
I think so. Oh. 47% of Americans will buy themselves some chocolate for Valentine's Day.
Themselves?
They also looked at the most popular Valentine's Day candy in all 50 states. Here are some of the ones that dominate. Heart-shaped boxes of chocolate. They're number one in 14 states.
Yeah, those are any... It doesn't matter who made the chocolate. The thing is hard. It needs to be the beautiful, like the fuchsia, kind of shimmery color or bright red.
Conversation hearts, 13 states.
Oh, those
Hershey are kisses. I just watched a video of V. Hale filling a heart bowl with kisses. And I went, she's great, except no one's ever going to come over.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have people over.
Yeah, she's going to eat all those.
It's just for her.
Well, that's for a munchkin, I'm sure.
Oh.
Oh, the
little munchkin friend.
Best friend's kid, right. M&M's in six states, chocolate hearts in four, chocolate roses in three.
Oh, chocolate roses. Goodness.
I do love M&M's. Peanut. There it was.
Yeah, not only is she filling up a heart shape, but like, what? Is that like on a doily? I don't understand how she has that.
But there she is. With a candle going and some Hershey kisses.
Oh, is that what that is?
And she says, I have a problem.
I actually thought that was like a latte with like, you know, the latte art on
top. Oh, you might be right.
I think you're right.
No,
I think
it's
a candle.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Oh, and I see what the doily is she took. Never mind. Sarah, you're just stop looking at things. Just turn that off.
All right.
Can't handle it. I can't handle a video screen in front of me. I'm like, look at that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Jack felt, 415 says, Jack felt great regret after selling Twitter to Elon. This is his way of contrition.
Oh.
Starting another giant company? Okay. I guess if that's your thing.
He didn't 925 feel that much. Says, he got rich.
Vinny, I am your age. I'm a single woman. I would rather see your friend in an action versus professional pick.
Yeah.
I was surprised his reasoning sounded like it made sense. He goes, iPhone selfies, they warp your face, man. You got to just use a real camera to actually capture what you look like. And I went, okay, I don't know anyone who's ever said that to me, ever. But great. Good for you.
You should have said, here, let me do this. Give me your phone. Let me stand back over here and go.
You know what I said? I hope you get laid. That's what I said.
Honestly, that is our wish for everyone. Yeah. If that's what you want. If you don't want it, I hope you don't.
No.
Well, I don't want to.
Well, why don't you say, I hope you want it?
Yeah, I hope you want to get laid. Vinny hopes you want to get laid. I want you to do whatever you want.
Blue Sky is DOA, confusing mess. Threads will be the next closest thing to Twitter. That's from
Thank you, someone from Meta.
Well, some people do use this stuff.
Yes.
And they might have a really valid opinion of how they work. I'd be curious if our guy Scott Budman will be joining Blue Sky or sticking with Threads.
I wonder if there'll be an app that will post to both. And you'll just have a... You'll have a profile on both.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, fudge what? What Seven did you fudge now?
Married lesbian who hates Valentine's Day checking in here.
Oh. Mm.
Waste of money and flowers.
Nice.
Reminds me of funerals. No thanks. Jay in San Jose. So you can't even date a lesbian. You can't even date a woman to get a thoughtful gift on Valentine's. They want no part of it.
Maybe we should all just start doing Valentine's for our best friend. Or several best friends.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Because we're grown-ups. We don't really have best friends anymore. Yeah, that would be nice, right?
Yeah.
Here, I got you these.
You and Marianne and Sherry just get in circle.
Sure. And then we can all eat chocolate together. And, like, have chocolate smudges on our faces. Oh, and be like, fun. Hey, here, let's pillow fight. Oh, put on your silk pajamas. This would be so fun.
Is that what you do?
I don't know. I don't want girls to. I don't really know about girls. I'm not good at this. I'm trying,
I know
though.
You don't. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Michael Cera is amazing.
Yeah, he is.
But I'm not exactly sure what's happening here.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.